Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Certainly our hearts and prayers go out to the families of those victims of the shooting at the Tree of Life congregation in Pittsburgh. 11 people have been killed in this mass shooting. This is anti-Semitism being manifested of the worst kind. And unfortunately, it's not just in that situation. It's percolating around the country, even on college campuses, and certainly around the world. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Our hearts and prayers go out to all the families of this tragedy. What a tragedy to be in a synagogue or any house of worship during prayer, and in this particular case, dedicating a child and naming that child. I believe it was a dedication of the child as well as the naming and a circumcision ceremony, but it was involving a child where the different synagogues came together in Pittsburgh, and it was during that event that this shooter, Robert Bowers, entered and began shooting innocent victims that had no chance whatsoever. Law enforcement officials came and ultimately apprehended him, as you well know. Amazingly, the president of the hospital to which Robert Bowers was taken lives close to that synagogue. He is Jewish. He came over to help. And the first three medical providers at the hospital who treated this man were Jewish, along with someone who was participating in a mass casualty drill, left that. She also was Jewish to attend to Robert Bowers. So what a turn of events. Jewish healthcare providers and professionals literally gave medical care, life-saving care, to this Robert Bowers, who said all Jews must be killed. Matt, what a tragedy this is, but we need to stop the anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
And about 10 days before this happened, Liberty Counsel, we issued a press release because Louis Farrakhan, at the 20th anniversary of the so-called Million Man March, who is an anti-Semite, showed his anti-Semitism again. And he said that he's not anti-Semitic, he is anti-termite. And when he was referring to the word termites, that harkens all the way back to Hitler. And what do you do with termites? Mm-hmm. If you have termites eating the foundation of your house, what do? You put a cover over the house, or you gas it. You gas the house.
You exterminate.
To exterminate the termites. And he, using that name, was conveying that idea that Jews are termites, they need to be exterminated.
Not even subtle.
And we called on leaders to denounce that. People like Barack Obama, people like Keith Ellison, people like Linda Sarsour, co-founder of Women's March, and they have been silent even till this day after the shooting occurred.
People like Bill Clinton, people like Maxine Waters, people who are happy to clamor for photo opportunities with Louis Farrakhan. The secular left, they treat him as a kind of a leftist icon and relate to, and that they spend time with and take pictures with, and they have, to this day, have not decried what he claimed. And to this day, on Twitter, his tweet calling and comparing Jews to termites, again, implicit within that, not even subtly, is calling for the extermination of Jews. That tweet remains on Twitter.
And Twitter still allows that to go up. He not only tweeted it, but he actually said it. He's on video saying this.
And then he tweeted the video of him
saying that Jews are the house of Satan, that they are a lower class of evolved people, that they are the problem of all the ills of society, that they're trying to take over the country. And yet, these political leaders have associated with him. They still don't denounce him, will not denounce him. And they try to say, well, they try to blame this on Donald Trump. I mean, that's absolute nonsense.
The most pro-Jew president in modern history.
Yeah. He's been the most pro-Jewish, pro-Israel president in history. He has a son-in-law who's Jewish and a daughter who has converted to Judaism.
Yeah, he said that Saturday night. He said this evil anti-Semitic attack is an assault on all of us. It's an assault on humanity. It will require all of us working together to extract the hateful poison of anti-Semitism from our world. You know, and that's so true. I mean, this guy Bowers, he was a regular on a social media website called Gab, and he was just running loose on this social media website with all these harmful, hateful things, and then he ended up, you know, acting it out. So, you know, that's a warning. That's a red flag when you see someone doing that. And he's just obviously living out what Louis Farrakhan, you know, started.
Yeah. And, you know, it's shocking and it's sad that this happened to anybody.
Yes.
And certainly during a worship service. But what we see happening on the college campuses is the seedbed for anti-Semitism in many of these college campuses around the country. In fact, you know, we have, with our Covenant Journey ministry that works with Christian college-age students who are leaders across the country, they have come from over 300 colleges and universities. And in some of those colleges and universities, there is a burning anti-Semitism. There are student organizations there that are anti-Semitic. There are Jewish college students who are harassed, targeted by professors, by other students. In fact, one of the speakers that we have that we bring to our students in Israel, who is a person who calls himself as an Israeli Palestinian moderate Muslim, he is an internationally known journalist. He no longer will come to college campuses in the United States of America because he's gone to the University of Michigan, he's gone to Berkeley, he's gone to these other places, and he has had his life put in jeopardy. He comes to speak about what's happening in the Arab Muslim community within Israel and the radicalization of the youth against Jews.
Yeah.
You know, and before President Trump became president, we gave hundreds of millions of dollars every year to the Palestinian Authority, and the Palestinian Authority uses that money or used it to promote terrorism. They provided money to terrorists and their families. They put on their Palestinian TV and their radio information and even songs put to music and acting, encouraging young kids to kill Jews, that they're pigs, to become suicide bombers, to literally cut off somebody's head. And we were funding them from both Republican and Democratic presidents until President Trump got in office. And now we don't fund them anymore because they're so anti-Semitic. So there is a lot we can do to stop the anti-Semitism.
Right.
And what we need to do is to do what President Donald Trump did. We're not going to fund it anymore in Israel. We are not going to stand by a person by the name of Louis Farrakhan. People need to come out. And they need to disassociate from someone like that. This is the seeds, Matt, of the 1930s that gave birth to the 1940s, the Holocaust.
And that same kind of anti-Semitism is alive and well here in the United States and funded by our tax dollars as well with the BDS movement. That's the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement, which is just a thinly veiled cover for raw anti-Semitism in the United States. So we have it right here at home, obviously, as well.
Yeah, so what we have is clearly on college campuses, and we see that on the state level as well, and that is the BDS movement, which is Boycott, Divest, and Sanction Israel. And there are companies, there are some governments, and there's efforts within the college campuses to boycott Israel, anything that comes out of Israel, to boycott it, to divest, to stop having any investments in Israel, and to place sanctions on Israel. All of that is anti-Semitic. It has been, I think, an anti-Semitic act to not put the embassy in Jerusalem.
Absolutely.
And Donald Trump reversed that. He reversed it. So pray with us as we pray for our Jewish brothers and sisters, and not only here in the United States. We see this tragedy manifesting itself here, but this is happening around the world, and it's in many cases much worse around the world, particularly in Europe, where there are even no-go zones in certain places. Pray for us. Stand with Israel. We have ministries, Christians in Defense of Israel, and we're going to Israel in 2019. The best way to support Israel is to stand in Israel, and you can do that by going to cidisrael.org/tur or go to lc.org for more information. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. lc.org.